This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, London. We're coming to you in September for the London Podcast Festival. At King's Place, our favorite place to do
podcast festivals. Oh, yeah. I thought we were doing that again.
Oh, no. That would have been nice, though. Tom, tell them about it.
September 15th. 9:30 p.m. at King's Place in London. We're going to do a show. We don't know what the topic's going to be yet.
It's going to be great. We're only doing one show this year.
Just one
show. We usually do two shows. They both sell out. So if you want to get tickets, if you want to go, please get tickets soon because
this
will sell out.
Yeah, we expect this to sell out before. And you can do so at tcgte.com/live.
And we're thinking about our whole situation over there, so please don't tweet at us and be like, "Go come to my city instead." We already booked this show. We're gonna do it.
We're gonna try and do something else over there, maybe.
Yeah, but buy
tickets
for this. Yeah, all right.
And we'll see you there.
tcgte.com/live.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm angry all the time.
Great.
Just full of rage.
What a great way to be.
Walking around, sometimes with a smile on my face, sometimes with a scowl, but you can be sure, underneath it all, burning white hot rage that never ceases.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everybody should watch out.
You want to know what happened to me on the way here, Tom?
What?
I was taking the L train.
The loser train, yeah.
Well, the lover train is what it's actually called.
Well, actually, it was the 5, but
it was very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I was like, "Boy, is it crowded in here?" Mm-hmm. I said to myself.
But
I didn't say it. I said it in my head.
You should have said out loud. You would have gotten some mm-hmms.
Yeah, or just a lot of, where does this guy come up with this?
Boy, this guy tells it like it is.
Yeah, I respect him for it. I might not agree all the time, but I'll die for his right to say it.
This is one of my favorite subway pundits.
It was very crowded. Mm-hmm. We exit the subway at Bedford Avenue.
Yes.
It's a very popular avenue, popular boulevard here
in the heart of Williamsburg.
And, you know, a little line, a queue for our UK friends, forms around, you're underground here in the subway
tunnel.
Yeah,
I know
what
the subway
is,
yeah.
And you had to go out to daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You had to climb these stairs to get out to the daylight.
To the ground level.
It's rush hour. It's a popular boulevard. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be people there. So everybody lines up. Mm-hmm. Everybody's good at this. We all do it every day.
Yeah.
You wait. Like 30 sheep. Seconds, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
This man in a suit and running shoes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
He must be pretty cool, right?
Well, he's a businessman without time to waste.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, I got hip Nikes on. I might be a suit, but I'm one of the cool ones, right?
Yeah.
Probably on his way. Look,
he'll
no
change
judgment.
Into his loafers once he's at where the meeting is.
Maybe, or maybe he's just like the wacky guy at the investment bank. Whoa, look at this. Look at this guy. He's got character. He wears,
Nikes.
He wears Nikes. So he's probably on his way. No judgment.
What kind of Nikes?
I don't know. Black with neon
saying,
green swoosh.
Oh, all right. Because the way you're talking, it was like, you know, that he was wearing like fancy
Air
Jordans or something.
Look. I know he looked at himself in the mirror and was like, this is the guy I'm going to be. Uh-huh. Right? Like, this is
suit
it.
Suit with sneakers?
Suit with sneakers. Look, I only got to wear this monkey suit because they make me. You know
right.
what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But really, you're probably just, look, He's one of these condo guys. He's walking to his condo. No judgment, but if you live in one of those Williamsburg condos, come on. Come on. You shouldn't, like, don't get on the subway then. Tim. You know, take a goddamn helicopter home.
Tim, if you continue along this line, they're going to stop playing or showing the elevators of those buildings. We're going to lose our lucrative licensing deal.
They don't have the guts.
They know it's the only thing bringing people into those elevators.
Exactly. I tell it like it is. And again, they might not agree with it, but they'll die.
Actually, I've heard the opposite. It's actually, it keeps a lot of people out of the elevators because they think that there's already two people in there. Because they hear the talking. They're like, I don't see anybody in there, but oh, I'll just wait for the next one.
Must be ghosts.
Right. Man, like that that elevator video. You ever see that video with the woman who died and the ghost was after her?
No, but any backstory.
What?
Oh, the woman in the video later
died. Okay. Yeah.
Look, I see a lot of videos where creepy things happen, and then they're just like, oh, the backstory is a young boy died there three months before. It's like, I don't buy that. Unless it's captured on the video here.
Right, you want to see everything.
Yeah, unless I'm seeing the little boy die. I don't want to see that, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Look, but you don't want to take their word for it either.
Yeah, so a lady gets on the elevator and gets, like, thrown around by a ghost?
No, it's this... I've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, I know.
I
you talk. This is, like, the 100th time in life that I've heard you talk
about. No, it was a woman... Oh, it wasn't a hotel. It was, like, a famous hotel in L.A., and they found her in the water bin upstairs.
Yeah, the
water tower on the roof, not upstairs.
Yeah, okay. You're getting there. Use your words.
And she had like been there for a week before they found her, and they don't know how she got up there because like everything was locked. And then this,
you know what? This is a genre of story that you tell on the show, where at the end of every sentence, your voice goes up like a 5-year-old telling a lie. Like, and then the monster was behind the corner, and then my mom said I couldn't have peanut butter and jelly because the monster was too scary.
Tim, none of that happened. There wasn't a monster, you idiot. It was a ghost. The ghost put this lady in the water tower or something.
Yeah.
But she was in the elevator and she was like being chased, but he didn't see who was chasing her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ghost.
How do you know it wasn't just like a man?
You don't see it. You don't see anybody chasing her. So tell me what kind of man's invisible. I'll tell you. A ghost man.
Or an invisible man. A live invisible man.
Or an invisible, yeah, which is even worse if you think about it.
Nah, because, like, odds are he's just going to be perving around.
Yeah,
down.
But an invisible man can, like, get on a plane and come to New York and terrorize us. A ghost can't do that. Ghosts are localized.
Really?
Yeah.
A ghost can't just fly across the ocean?
No, most ghosts are localized to the area where the trauma happened.
Good
usually
to know.
Where they were killed.
Thank you for letting me know that. That's valuable information.
Now, demons, they'll follow you.
So I was getting off the subway. I was very hot. I was very crowded. It was very crowded. I was very annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody lined up, and everybody was going, great. This guy in a suit and his sneakers, a very interesting man, I can only assume.
Now, I'm sure what you're going to say is he just got into the line right behind you.
Yeah, that's what you would think he would do, because that's what everybody was doing, and that's what a decent person would do.
And in which case, you know, after the segment's done, Tim, I'd pull you aside and be like, Tim, you know, it's not really that great of a story. It's just really just a story about a man getting in line behind you.
Yeah, but I'd just be like, hey, but he was such an interesting man. Did I not mention the suit with the Nike sneakers? Anyway... No, of course not. He pushes past a bunch of people and settles right in front of me and like is trying to like people are coming down on the left, people are going up on the right. For our UK friends, they're
doing it
right now. But anyway, that's the correct way to do it. So he's
maybe
like
he was
trying
English.
to jump into the left and then cut. He's just being just like, dude, I don't care what your deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Just cool it. So, I got right behind him. On every step, I gave him a flat tire on his stupid Nikes, right? He turned around, and I literally, like, looked around and whistled. Like, went right back to it. As soon as we got to the top of the stairs, I pushed my way in front of him.
I pushed him down the stairs.
No, I pushed my way in front of him. The same way he pushed himself in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And then I just started walking really slow. And then he went around me and passed me. And I did the same move to him. And then there was a narrow thing. There was a shopping cart on the street and people coming on one. So it was only room for one of us. And I got in front of him and I stopped and I took off my backpack and I opened my backpack. I was carrying a book and I put my book. It took about 45 seconds, but there was nowhere for this guy to go. And he just went, "Come on, man. Why are you doing this?"
And what'd you say?
I pretended I didn't hear him. And then I went and met you for a drink.
Wow.
I'm mad all the time, Tom.
I almost got hit by a bike on the way here. And I realize like my go-to insults are becoming outdated.
Like what?
You know what I yelled at this person? I was mad because they ran a...
Hold on.
What?
Are we going to have to cut this?
No, like, no, no,
like
no.
So outdated. It's like, oh, I learned it from my great-grandfather.
No.
He said it all the time.
No, no, no.
Are you going to be like, apparently I'm not allowed to say this anymore?
The PC police says what I can and can't say. They almost hit me with their bike because they ran a red light, and I yelled, "Hey, get with the program."
Oh, that's sad, man.
Right? That's even worse.
Yeah, you got to move out of New York. You can't keep up.
Yeah. Gotta learn the new things to say at people.
Oh, cripes. Have I told you my new thing? I only say this to men when they're rude on the subway. I just go like, "Hey, ugly, stop doing that."
Yeah.
Calling men ugly. They're baffled. Nobody ever calls a guy. If somebody called you ugly on the train,
I'd go and get plastic surgery the next day. Exactly. I'd be like, there's some, like, boy, if a stranger on the street, if that's the first thing coming to their mind, yeah. Like, boy, it must be.
Many times they're not even ugly, but yeah. You know, it's a good way to like really catch someone off guard.
Well,
especially if you call a handsome man ugly, he's just like, all my life, I've never heard. This is a new one.
Yeah. Well, boy,
I've been called prick. I've been called asshole. Yeah. I've been called buffoon.
I've been called pretty boy, yeah. But now ugly boy.
Yeah, I don't say ugly boy.
Hey, ugly boy. I think ugly boy's even
I would answer to ugly boy and be like, yes. Are you talking to me?
You better hope none of these guys, that they go out and get plastic surgery and then they come back to you and they're like, am I pretty now? And you say, I was talking about your heart the entire time. That's what was ugly.
It's profound, Tom.
Yeah. Tim, what are we talking about this week?
Tom, we're talking about a magical place.
Mm-hmm.
Casinos. Heaven. We're talking about casinos. Yeah, no, not heaven. Heaven isn't magic, Tom. It's just a fact of...
It's a place on earth.
Existence. No, it's not a place on earth.
Well, I have a song that says otherwise. And it goes a little something like this. Just kidding.
I don't know anything from that song except for the, ooh, heaven is a place on earth. I don't even know the beginning of the hook.
Yeah.
Know what that's worth. Right? Know what that's worth? And it's about like this woman in the arms of her lover. That's heaven to her?
That's heaven on earth, being in the arms of her lover.
Hey, man. That's nice.
It is nice.
That's a nice sentiment.
That's the opposite of a stranger calling you ugly.
Yeah.
Having your lover sing that to you.
Yeah, your lover telling you that in their arms, cripes, that's heaven on earth as far as they're concerned.
You should learn the lyrics on your way home tonight, and you can sing them to your wife. I'm sure she'd enjoy that.
I don't think she would like that. I don't think she would like that at all. I think she might divorce me if I do that.
What are we talking about this week?
Casinos.
Tom. Ding, ding. Roo, roo. I don't know any casino. Oh.
That's the cards being shuffled. We gotta get Michael Winslow in here. A horse?
That's the horse betting.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're watching that on the TV. They usually don't let a horse in there. Yeah,
they don't leave in the clops. Yeah, you think they edit them out of the horse races?
No, I just don't think they when they air horse races on television, they don't mic the
no,
hooves.
But you hear when they're running.
No, I don't think you do.
You hear them when they're running.
I don't think you're right. I think you're wrong on that.
Well, you do in movies.
That's true. And on the HBO show, Luck.
Okay. Is that where you've learned everything about casinos?
It is, and it's a shame because I didn't get very far because I had to cancel the show because all those horses died.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That was why they canceled it.
Mm-hmm. Forgot and, like, about they that covered show. It up. Anyway, let's not talk about HBO's luck. Let's talk about HBO's The Sopranos. Man, that show was dark. I started
rewatching
it.
We're talking about
it.
Casinos, not Sopranos.
Tom?
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I got a lot to say about casinos.
Okay.
On paper, on one hand, I should love a casino.
Right.
On paper.
What would you put the odds at you loving a casino?
Almost even.
Wow.
But also on paper, I should hate a casino. And I'd put those odds at about even as well.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird. I don't think that's even possible. Nobody's put any money down.
Yeah, those aren't odds that many people would take. Even money on two different opposite bets.
I don't care if anybody puts money down on whether I love or hate casinos. That's their own business.
Yeah.
Unless I'm getting a piece of that action.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, I'll collude with one of the parties and get a kickback.
Right.
But I don't feel strongly either way. I guess I lean towards I don't like them, but I used to want to like them. Tom,
okay,
we're talking about casinos in the United States, not these UK casinos that we've seen that have been on like every street corner. That whenever we're over there doing shows in London and stuff, I'm like, let's go to this casino, and you're like, no, and you rightfully point out that seems like the most depressing place on earth.
Are you talking about like the sports betting places or the casinos?
Casinos.
Yeah.
They have like slots.
Like corner casinos, kind of.
Yeah. I can't tell what's going on because there's usually like paper over the windows or like things over the windows or no windows at all.
One-sided mirrors or whatever. You know, they call the same thing one-sided mirrors and two-sided mirrors.
One-way mirrors and two-way mirrors?
Yeah. It can mean the same thing.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because if you hear somebody say...
Do you have any thoughts on how flammable and inflammable mean the same thing and what's the deal with that? Do you have any observations
along
those lines?
No, I'm just saying, I guess it kind of makes sense because like if you went to like a place like IKEA and you said, I'd like to buy a one-way mirror, they would assume like, like a spy mirror. Like, nobody's looking for a regular mirror and says, I need to buy a X-way mirror.
Can a civilian buy?
Yeah, a two-way mirror?
Yeah.
Of course.
What good could that be used for?
For spying.
Yeah.
You knucklehead?
On who?
On lovers? Enemies?
I think they should make sure that you don't own a motel first.
If you own a motel, you're not going to get... two-way mirrors, you're going to get cameras for the vents.
No, some people like to watch it,
live
through closed-circuit TVs. Haven't you ever read that?
Haven't you ever seen the Vince Vaughn version of Psycho?
It's true. True hero. It's disgusting what they've done to him. Did you have more to say about mirrors, or do you want to just move on to casinos?
I might have a little more later.
Okay. I mean, they do use this stuff in
exactly.
Casinos.
That's why I'm reserving the right to mention this later. If it comes
so anyway,
up,
we're talking about these U.S. casinos. At one point in American history, these casinos were seen as glamorous places, Tom.
Yeah.
And now they're just places with like weird carpeting and a lot of vacuuming going, right?
Yeah,
There's only too many vacuums going.
Well, they got the whole damn place carpeted.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to... What other place is that big and that carpeted? Like, they don't carpet, like, stadiums and, like, most malls aren't carpeted.
Yeah.
Airports aren't usually carpeted. Areas are, but not like a casino.
Here's what appeals to me about casinos, Tom.
Money. Winning big.
No, not even. The main thing
girls,
is...
Girls, girls, girls.
No. The main thing is that I always get freaked out when everybody goes to bed.
Yes.
I've always
this.
Been drawn to, like, 24-hour things. And, like, a casino always has so much action going 24 hours a day. You walk in there at 3:30 a.m. on a Sunday, like, the most depressing time of the week.
Right.
There's going to be somebody there. Yeah maybe I mean, they're dragging an oxygen tank behind them and they shouldn't be out. But, like, there's bells going off. There's flashing lights. There's people to interact with. They'll still serve you drinks.
I like how your example of a 24-hour, an unusual time would be Sunday afternoon.
No, Sunday morning at 3:30 a.m.
Oh, 3 a.m. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is, like, I'd say the most depressing time of the week.
Right.
Is Sunday.
At 3 in the morning.
Yeah, or sometime late when, like, you know you have to wake up for work or school the next day, and you can't sleep, and then you're just watching the hours go on, and you're like, hey, Tom, you know you're right. But you're just like, hey, I'm screwing myself here. I'm up. I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is awake. I just get freaked out when nobody else is awake. I just want to run around town screaming, wake up.
I think that ties into your wanting to abolish all time zones that you just like fundamentally don't understand. Not everybody's asleep at the same time.
No, but anybody.
People are always awake.
I understand that, Tom, but what am I supposed to do? Make a long distance phone call to China?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't.
It's cheaper than gambling your life away at the local casino.
What if I just.
At the local corner casino.
What if I'm playing the penny slots?
I've always wanted to. I've always wanted to go into one of those like casinos in England or like the sports betting places, because especially like they always those are types of places like Vegas where you can take like weird bets. Like
yeah, the thing that stops me from going into those places, don't take this the wrong way to our UK friends, but like UK lowlives.
And to be clear, you're talking about everyone in the UK.
No.
When you say UK lowlife,
you know we have lowlifes over here. Yeah, they're
we know how to manage them.
But the ones in UK, I'm uncomfortable around. I feel like they're gonna pull something on me, and usually it's a knife.
Yeah, or a broken bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, yeah, the two things that keep me out of those places are one. I don't think I'd understand a thing once I walk in there, like how any of it works. That's actually the way I feel about most casinos. But two, I feel like at one of those UK gambling places, you would walk up to the counter and you wouldn't be able to understand a word the guy's saying.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be using like all gambling terminology. He'd probably have like a very thick accent. You're like, hey, go on, I put Vig on it. You'd be like, oh,
no, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. $5, please. Oh, you can take, and you can boil it. You'd be like, all right. I guess I lost. All right, bye.
This is mostly when we go over there to do shows, Tom. I don't go anywhere.
You're just afraid of.
Yeah, I stay. I usually load up my iPad with Seinfeld reruns and just stay in my. hotel room and watch those and be like, I remember New York.
Yeah, just like I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back, you go, wow, so much has changed.
Yeah.
But you're just thinking of the Seinfeld episodes from 20 years ago.
Which weren't even filmed. Tom, dirty little secret of Seinfeld. Everybody thinks it's a New York show.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even filmed here. It's filmed in Toronto.
What?
Yeah.
That's not true. It wasn't filmed in Toronto.
Pretty sure it was.
Tom, yeah.
Casinos. They're always trying to trick you. This is why I on paper hate casinos.
Uh-huh.
Everything they do is geared to tricking you and robbing you and making you part with your hard-earned money. And that goes down to the fundamental thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're essentially giant mazes.
Yeah.
They're intentionally set up for you to get lost in.
Mm-hmm.
They lay things out.
No, like, no windows or clocks.
No windows or clocks, but also like Tom. Imagine, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this character. He's very twisted. The Joker. Are you familiar with the Joker from literature?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine him setting out to design a place where people go. It's chaotic.
Right.
They don't want you to know what's where. Mm-hmm. They want you to like. There's table games here, and then. Slots and then table games and slots, but guess what? No, now it's slots again, and then another slot, and then one table game. They don't want you to If you had to go to the bathroom.
I think that's just them spreading the games out. I don't think that's...
No, there's no rhyme or reason to it. They want you to get lost in there. Uh-huh. The bathrooms are always in the middle. They never want you to...
I didn't know the bathrooms are in the middle. I can never find a bathroom.
Exactly. They try to confuse you. But like after you leave a bathroom, they don't want you to see an exit while you're on your way to the bathroom,
right,
to remind
you,
that
I'll
the
just leave.
Outside world exists.
Wow.
And I kind of like that. I respect that, but right. I don't like that they're trying. Like, I wish they'd let me in on it.
Yeah, I like when any kind of building is like engineered in a way to affect human behavior. Like the same reason why like I'm fascinated by theme parks and how they're designed.
Yeah.
Anything that's like the thought has gone into. How can we manipulate people with this building?
I like the manipulation of people, Tom.
Just
don't
not
get
when
me
it's
wrong.
You.
I don't like being manipulated.
Right.
And I'm a person.
Well, maybe you should think about becoming a pit boss.
Tom, This is the number one reason why I'm afraid to step 1 foot in a casino.
The pit boss?
I'm afraid a pit boss one day is just going to beat the shit out of me.
Right.
Because over a misunderstanding. One time, Tom, you and I and a bunch of people went to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And we
That's
were playing...
only casinos. No, I've been to other casinos, but I've never been to Vegas.
Me neither.
I'll get to the other casinos I've been to.
We were playing Texas Hold'em at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not many people were playing. I was there
with
the guy.
Well, I thought you said it was busy all the time.
It's not busy all the time, but there's stuff going on all the time. There was a guy, like a stereotypical Texan there with a big 10-gallon hat playing Texas Hold'em. I was like, I shouldn't.
This guy's probably hired by the casino for authenticity.
Yeah. Dealer was intimidating. I think all the dealers are intimidating because they're literally.
They know all the rules.
Exactly. And,
and very, you don't know the rules.
Yeah. And so anyway, whenever I would win a hand, I'd do this. I'd put my fingers into guns, and I'd go pew, 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 pew.
Right, like you're going to shoot the place
up. Yeah, and the pit boss had to keep coming over. Because it was like a Texas celebration, like Yosemite Sam. Like, yee-haw, I won. The pit boss had to come over 3 times. But they also, and tell me to stop doing the guns. Which, yeah, okay. I'm all for not doing gun motions in a public place.
Well, it sounds like you weren't.
Yeah,
you have to be told 3 times.
Well, the other thing was they wanted to keep me there, so they had a waitress keep bringing me over gin and tonics for like the last 6 hours.
Right.
So like, look, you can't give me that much gin and tonic and then be like, eh, but you can't do the Texas guns.
Yeah.
But apparently they could. And the last time I saw this look in this guy's eye that like,
the pit boss?
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to stay. I don't trust myself not to do the guns again, because if I get excited, who knows?
Right.
I had to leave the casino because I thought, you ever see the movie Casino?
No.
That I'd be driven out to the desert, beaten to death, and thrown in a shallow grave.
That guy would get some of those rolls of quarters and hold them in his fists and punch you with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to punch somebody.
It is. You get the force of that.
You get all the force.
I got a lot to talk about. But
all right,
you seem like you're chomping at the bit here. Do you want to talk about the other casinos you've been to?
The only other casino that I think I've been to, well, I've been to casinos at sea on cruise ships.
Ooh.
And I've been to a casino in Montreal.
On Mars?
Montreal on Canada. Tim, that casino was nice. That felt like a nice place. I like that casino.
Nice.
It was weird just because it was like
nice.
It was on the outskirts of the suburbs in Montreal, kind of. So you were in this like giant building. I don't know how many stories tall it was, but it seemed very tall.
Like 8 or like 100?
Not like 100, but I would say
60,
maybe like 20. Maybe not. Maybe like 6. I don't know. I have no sense of these things. It was tall, though.
Taller than you is all that you could remember.
And it was cool just because like the windows were really tinted. so you couldn't really see outside. But if you like looked real close, you were just kind of like looking out over the suburbs from like hundreds of feet up.
Oh, see, that would depress me.
It was weird. No, I liked it. It felt very strange. It felt like being in like a spaceship that had landed.
Cool.
And everybody was speaking French, Canadian French, though.
Okay, that's nothing wrong with that.
Well, tell that to a Frenchie from France.
I can't say anything to these Frenchies. They don't understand a word that comes out of my mouth. I've tried to communicate with the Frenchies.
the only language
they understand is kissing.
Yeah, the language of love.
Yeah.
So those are the other casinos I've been to. Oh, and I've been to one in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds dire.
It wasn't great. but I was able to gamble at like 17. So that was
why?
Fun. Because nobody was checking anything there.
But if you won, you'd be screwed. We all saw that episode of Full House where they went to Vegas.
Yeah, or Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, well, he never got caught.
He almost got caught a few times.
Yeah, but he ultimately didn't.
Well, yeah.
And they all drove home in numerous cars.
Yeah, they all got their own car that he won as Nick Papagiorgio.
Mm-hmm. I do not require them.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't playing like big hands. I think I was like playing the slot machines and stuff.
Can I tell you a weird quirk of my wife's movie watching habits?
Sure.
She had never seen National Lampoon's Vacation.
Uh-huh.
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Christmas
National
Vacation.
Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but had seen numerous times Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
And loved it. It's one of her favorite movies of all time. And it just seemed weird to me that she never sought out the other good movies.
I've seen Christmas Vacation by far the most, but Vegas Vacation would definitely be second.
Vegas Vacation is the trashiest vacation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Vegas Vacation is not a National Lampoon movie, if
right.
I remember correctly.
And National Lampoon will put their name
exactly.
on a lot of things. It's like, oh, they'll put it on the fifth sequel to Van Wilder, where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm his third cousin. Well, you don't care. Boobs. Look at boobs.
Yeah.
And National Lampoon's like, all right, cool.
They put their name on that Cuba Gooding Jr. movie where he accidentally went on a gay cruise.
Boat Trip? That was a National Lampoon
movie? I believe
joy?
So.
Hmm.
I could be wrong. I might
be
thinking
of a
different. It was
him and Horatio Sands.
Yeah.
Look, man.
And look at that comedic duo now.
Hey, they're a modern day
Laurel and Hardy.
Yep. Hey, which one's Laurel, right? Tom.
what's that?
Games. you ever play roulette?
Not really. I think I understand the rules of every casino game, but not confidently enough to play it. I feel like every time I would do something where they'd be like, no, you put something on that line, so now you have to give me your wallet.
This is the same reason I was too intimidated to really get into golf. Because anytime, you know, I'd go to like, you know, youth golf lesson stuff, mm-hmm. right? And it was all fun and games. It was literally a game and I had fun. But then I'd go with like serious golfers or like yeah.
Professional guy, like Tiger
Greg
Woods.
Norman yeah. yeah
Arnold Palmer
Ernie Els no but I'd go with like like my uncles or something. We'd all be on vacation or something, and like the etiquette there, like I just didn't know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd always get like yelled at, and I feel like there's so much casino etiquette too,
yeah,
where it's just like, don't, you know what?
Don't lean over that. Don't
yeah,
touch
it's like,
that.
I'm not enjoying this enough
yeah.
to learn all these rules. And also, I feel the way casinos, the way that I feel about the TSA. Just hand me a piece of paper with all the dang rules on it. I'll memorize and follow all those rules. I am a rule follower.
Yeah.
I never want to break rules.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, like, not tell somebody the rules and then get all up in arms when they break a rule.
Yeah.
Mad
in fairness,
all the time.
In fairness,
mad all the time.
I mean, in fairness, you said that the man had to tell you three times to stop doing the finger guns.
Yeah, well, put it in writing. put it in writing, ugly, is what I should have told him.
Man, that pit boss would have beat the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you cut to his core.
Then he would have been like, oh, you're right. Yeah. Continue doing the finger guns. I'm going to go reevaluate my life as a pit boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, take me and my pit bull and leave.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Tom, roulette.
Uh-huh.
They spin a wheel. It's got a lot of numbers on it.
Yeah.
They spin
32 numbers.
36.
I always pick 32.
Really? Because that's how old you are. In your dreams.
It never lands on those last four ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, this is why I, on paper, hate casinos.
Mm-hmm. Can you just go up to the roulette wheel and be like, put it all on black?
Yeah.
But then they're probably like, put what on? Oh, what? You want...
Yeah, you know, and they're just like, here, you had to buy chips over there.
Yeah. Oh, God, so many rules.
Exactly.
I want to
bet
the house.
Just write it down, you asshole.
I want to bet my house.
So you get chips, you put it down on a number you think that the marble's going to stop. It's a marble.
Now, what if you eat some of the chips on the way?
Tom, I can see where you're getting confused.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and our UK friends are going to be very confused about this. You're thinking of potato chips.
Uh-huh. Oh, but it's crisps.
Well, no, that's what our UK friends are thinking. They're thinking what we call French fries.
Right.
But what I'm talking about are casino, gambling chips.
Yeah. Jeffrey dollars, but for a casino.
Exactly.
The gambling world's version of Jeffrey dollars.
Let's say, Tom, you were running a casino.
Yeah.
And...
get more two-way mirrors.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you probably did that. And let's say you weren't really good, despite the house advantage, of running a casino.
Yeah.
I'm
always having the house put it all on black.
Right, and you're really kind of screwed. And let's say you have a very rich father.
Mm-hmm.
your father could come in.
Yeah.
And buy millions of dollars worth of chips.
Right. And then just never use them.
And then
them.
Just leave. Just walk out of the joint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's as if you owned a Toys R Us that was going to go under.
Right.
Your rich father could come and buy a bunch of Jeffrey bucks and then not spend them on toys.
Right. And he'd be like, I'm not going to spend these, so don't worry about it.
Exactly. So that's kind of how chips work. So you can put them on anything. All right. In roulette, this is why you should never play roulette.
Okay.
The highest payout for a single number bet, so if you say
$1,000 probably,
is 36-1. So if you put $1 on 24 and it hits, you get $36 back.
Not a bad ROI.
Right. However, roulette wheels have 1
they don't
to 36.
Have, I told you, no, it never lands on those last four.
No, it does sometimes. It's just science, Tom.
Okay.
I've told you this a million times. But they also have a zero and sometimes a double zero.
Oh.
So because of that, you can never, you don't get paid out on 38. You get paid out on 36-1.
Mm. So the house always wins.
The house edge on one of those is 5.26%. So for every $1 million that are bet at that roulette table, the casino pockets more than $50,000. That's their profit.
Well, but they're, in fairness to them, they're probably just mostly trying to deter people that will just sit there all day betting one number and just, you know, ending up even at the end of the day.
Sure, but that's...
That's like today I was thinking about.
I mean, they bought the wheel. I'll give them that. And they bought the table.
Right.
They hired the guy.
They're giving
you drinks.
So they would lose money if I'm just going to sit there for 12 hours at a clip, just putting the same dollar down on one number.
Right.
I was thinking today about what the bus driver could do to me. If I got off the bus and ran up ahead and got on it again at the next stop and just kept doing that. It's similar. It's a similar thing to doing.
It is a similar scheme. I don't know what he'd do. He'd probably turn into me and like wait at the previous stop, like hold up the whole system.
Yeah, probably.
just so you got bored and walked away. Or he'd skip a stop.
Oh,
if you were the only one,
call 911.
If you were the only one at the next stop, and nobody pulled the string or whatever,
the stop button.
Yeah, then he would just blow by you.
No, what?
You know what you'd have to do?
Call 911.
No, as you were getting off at every stop, hit that next stop button and then run ahead. He'd have to stop.
Well,
of
course I'd do that.
He doesn't know who pulled that.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I'm on the bus, it's empty, so he might.
I expect if anybody's going to get murdered by a bus driver in the line of the bus driver's duty, it's going to be you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I'm thinking of all these loopholes in the system.
You ever play video poker?
Yes. I've played video poker more than normal poker because in video poker, there's not a man or woman staring at me thinking this idiot doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And actually in regular poker, sometimes it's like, multiple men or women staring at you if you got other people playing with you.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. And it's not so much in poker. It's in blackjack where like, if you play incorrectly, if you hit wrong.
Oh, yeah, because you can, like, play in a way that will fuck up the next person.
Yeah, but they're just, like, they're, you know what? They got to grow up a little bit. Because, like, they're, like, I don't know, what are they, counting cards or something? Or they're just, like, oh, I would have had that six, but Tom had that six because he hit, but he shouldn't have hit because he busted.
Yeah.
And everybody knows never to
21.
Hit on it. Yeah.
Yeah, 21 and he hit again.
I've been to a casino with you. You've never had any fun.
No, I don't like it.
You like the drinks.
I don't even like the free drinks, though. I think I find that to be like a scam.
Yeah.
And people always get all like pissed at me when, like, after a half hour, inevitably I'm like, I'm going to go sit at the bar. People are like, well, are you going to do that? They have free drinks here. And I'll be like, how much money have you spent in the last hour? Like $500? I'm like, well, those were $500 drinks. And they were teeny tiny. I'm just gonna go drink at the bar. It's fine. Like, believe me, I love drinking.
The last time, or one of the first times, we went to casinos, what, twice? three times.
Yeah, we're like those little ladies that go and play slots together.
I mean, one of the times you drank something that you were allergic to and you almost died.
Yeah.
So maybe you should be more careful at casinos, Tom.
Well, I have been ever since, so don't worry about it.
I was worried that you would die, and I was like, I'm going to be like on a trip with friends to Atlantic City and one of us is going to die. That's like a Long Island cliche right there.
Well, thanks a lot for your first concern being my safety.
What? I didn't want you to die.
Because it would have seemed like a Long Island cliche to you?
Yeah, like a Billy Joel song.
Yeah. He died down in Atlantic City.
Tommy and Timmy went to Atlantic City, and Tommy died because of the booze.
Not
and
one
he never got out, and he bobbled about.
He bobbled about.
Out. Anyway.
So, boy.
Craps. You said you know how to play all the games. Do you know how to play craps?
No. I wish I did.
My note here is you got to be a real degenerate to know how to play craps.
Because it's named after a cuss word.
First of all, what are they naming this game craps for? Come on.
Grow up.
Grow up. And also, like, it just seems really complicated. And then somebody has to roll the dice, but they're not part of the game.
Yeah, and nobody ever yells craps.
Yeah, maybe they do when they crap their pants, when they win, when they win the big bucks.
Craps! Yeah, and I just want to be there. I want to be the guy who blows on the dice.
Yeah, of course you do, you creep. You're always trying to, hey,
let me.
Hey, ma'am, can I blow on your dice, please?
Hey, let me get a quick blow on them dice.
I'll be real quick. Be real quick.
I would like to, get a set of loaded dice to have. B, learn how to count cards in blackjack.
Yeah, that seems too tough.
It does. I haven't tried it, but I've like looked into it a few times. And
I don't think you have the brain power.
No
offense. I don't mean that in a negative way.
Tim, I got a mathematical mind, Tim. It's like a goddamn calculator or an abacus up here.
Well, an abacus isn't going to cut it.
I guess an abacus would take too long.
Yeah.
To count cards. No, anytime I've looked into it, it just seems like... Boy, it seems tough. It seems like a lot. I should get one of those the card counting computers that you can put in your shoes. You ever hear about those?
No. What is that? Like you tap every time?
Yeah,
you
like
see
you
it
tap,
too?
And then that's keeping track of, you know. See, I don't even know how you use that.
I don't understand the fundamental. Concept of counting cards, like you know what card they use. Such a big deck, they use multiple decks.
Well, it's much harder, and that's why they do that.
Yeah, I've read that book, Bringing Down the House, and I didn't understand a word of it.
Yeah, they use multiple decks to make it really hard, but not impossible. But basically, when you're counting cards, like what you're doing is basically just like keeping track of probability.
Right.
So it's still not necessarily like a sure thing. Like you still have to, there's still strategy, but then there is also you. And that's why it's not illegal. Like they can kick you out if they think you're doing it.
A pit boss can beat you to death.
Yeah, a pit boss can say, excuse me, sir, are you having a nice evening here tonight? And that's code for we know you're cheating.
Yeah. So blackjack... has the lowest house edge, Tom.
Yeah, especially if you're counting cards.
If you follow the perfect betting strategy, the house edge is only 0.5%. But still, like, come on. I prefer to gamble where there is no house edge.
Yeah, well, they don't prefer. That's, you got to take that to the street.
Yeah, I know. That's why I do all my gambling on the streets.
They don't have, no, I guess they do. In Atlantic City, they've, they don't have sports betting, but they have horse betting, right?
Right.
But I think they're legalizing sports betting in New Jersey soon.
Yeah, they might have already.
That was one of the things. So in my research, oh, I didn't write it down. Shit. I was looking it up somewhere about how much of the gambling industry is sports gambling, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like. All other gambling, like table games and slots and horse betting and all that stuff put together is like not even half of
you
what.
Bet on sports, right, Tom?
No.
You bet on sports.
I don't bet on sports. I'll do the box thing if there's like a box.
You'll do the NCAA.
Yeah. I'll
Those
do the
boys
bracket.
Don't get paid.
Yeah.
But, you think Tom
I would
gets
gladly
to get paid?
Give them half my bet. I'll send it care of the NCAA. Here's five of the $10 I bet. Please split this up amongst the fellas.
All right. That's noble.
As you see fit. My suggestion is, the team that won, they should get the most.
What if you win? Will you send them half your money?
Sure.
Nice.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a very nice guy.
No, I don't. You know what? Because sports betting's another thing, like the spread and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I kind of get like, are you going to beat the spread or not beat the spread?
It puts them on an equal footing, essentially.
Right. When it's the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals. They can't be like, all right, well, yeah, pick who
whoever wins. It's right. Like the Harlem Globetrotters have to win by 150.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't pay out.
Right, because we all know they're going to win.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't, Tom.
But if you bet on the Generals and they win, boy, you're going to get a payday. Probably, what do you think those odds are? 500-1?
Oh, yeah. Tom, this is why I'm glad I was an 80s/90s kid. Because I only got the opportunity to see the Harlem Globetrotters once a year at most, right, when they'd come to the Nassau
okay,
Coliseum.
Do you think more?
No.
Do you think they show their games on ESPN now
or something? No. But kids these days, so like me, I'm just like, I saw a spectacular performance. Like, they blew the Generals out.
Oh, Tim,
today.
Then you were a stupid kid. It has nothing to do with.
But the kids these days, they could go on to YouTube.com or the rest of the internet and find out that, like, no, the Globetrotters regularly win their games by this many points.
You know, it would be a hint to you that it's a Harlem Globetrotters game, and they always get the top billing.
Well, they're the most charismatic. I assume they were the home
well,
team.
Well, and charisma wins the game. We're in New York, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, look, what you don't know can hurt you.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Slots, Tom,
mm-hmm.
The one-armed bandit, right?
Yeah,
takes all your money.
The one-armed man who killed Richard Kimball's wife.
No.
Oh, it's not the same.
That was not a
slot machine, no. Oh, okay.
That was a guy who had the medicine patents or something.
Yeah.
He
switched the samples.
Slots are goddamn complicated. These days.
Yeah. I mean,
there's
plenum's,
all these different lines that you
plenum's
can.
Yeah, plenum's easy. It's still pull the lever.
But here's the thing. You could go off and be like, $5 slot. That's a little rich for me,
mm-hmm.
But let me swipe my card,
mm-hmm.
Which I put a bunch of money on. Oh, how many lines do I want to play? I'll play five lines on one pull.
Yeah,
boom.
Then that's going to get...
It's $25 you put in the goddamn machine.
Yeah, but you got five times as much chance of winning.
Yeah, but it's all built on random number generators. Sometimes if it's calibrated wrong, it'll be like, you've won $1 million. And then they come out and be like, I wasn't supposed to do that. And they don't pay you the money.
Yeah, that's always crazy.
That is the most
happens.
Insane thing.
Like, oh, no,
I read
was
stories
a,
about
mistake.
That. My blood boils. I would burn down. I'd murder every fucking person who ever worked for a casino if that happened to me. Oh no, we didn't. The software was wrong. It told you you won $1 million.
It spit out $1 million,
yeah,
but that's not
yeah,
yours.
We're going to need that back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, something like that would ruin my life, I think. Like,
oh, I would go on a goddamn tear.
Yeah, and it would just always, like, every second of the
buy
day.
Buy a samurai sword and start swinging it.
Every second of the day, you'd be thinking, boy, could have that $1 million right now.
Yeah, except they...
If it wasn't for that software error.
Yeah. Well, what a weird, convenient software error for freaking Sheldon Alderson or Steve Wynn, these guys with the putty on their faces.
They're so old,
their faces have melted into putty.
Oh, this guy's name's Steve Wynn, and he always wins. What a coincidence.
Yeah. I won when I really needed it, Tom. $2,100 on a Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
When baby needed a new pair of shoes.
Yeah. We were roommates.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of us got the idea at, I think, like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was already very late.
On a Saturday night to jump in a car and go to Atlantic City. It was a two-hour drive, three-hour drive.
Yeah.
We did it. You wisely stayed at home.
Yeah, everybody came like charging into the apartment drunk, and
we were roommates at the time.
Yeah,
how do we go? Oh, I know.
But we were in a 4-person apartment.
Yeah, we all got drunk at the bar, and then somebody was working late, and they came home and they were sober. Paul.
Yeah.
And we were like, we came up with an idea, and only Paul. Paul was like the one guy that would be like,
Yeah, I'll drive.
Yeah.
I'll drive a car full of drunks to Atlantic City at 1 in the morning.
It was me, Paul, our friend Chris, our friend Jess. Paul left his his wallet at home.
Right.
Chris left his card at the bar so he couldn't, his debit card.
Yeah, left his tab open.
Couldn't take out any money, had no money on him. We were all like 26. We didn't have like multiple cards or anything. Jess was just going for fun. I was the only one with money or a card or a credit card or anything.
You were the only person with the ability to even gamble.
Or do anything.
Yeah.
So as soon as we got there, parked the car.
You guys were lucky you had enough gas to get home.
Yeah. Realized that I was the only one with money. I'd be footing the bill for everybody. As we realized this. When we were in the casino, I was like, I need to get the hell out of Atlantic City as soon as possible because, like, I'm the only one who can has the ability to not only gamble, pay for a place to stay, pay for food, pay for anything. So I put $5 in the Wheel of Fortune slot. I pulled it once. Bam, $2,100. And what would a good friend have done? Boom, our night. Our weekend
is paid
for.
Hey, we're staying in the suite.
Nope. I was like, Paul.
Start the car.
Start the car. I'm getting the fuck out of Atlantic City. You guys aren't getting any of this.
That's great. My biggest thing with casinos is like there's no way I could ever win a lot of money because you need to bet a lot of money to win a lot of money. Because
if you stay and play a lot, that's where the house edge gets you.
Right.
Because like the longer you stay, the little wins.
Yeah.
Will get erased by the little losses, the slightly larger losses.
Right. And anytime I've played anything like that, as soon as I like win even a small amount of money, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. I won. I'm ahead. That's it. That's it for me.
Yeah. Although those Wheel of Fortune, look, can we talk about the licensing on these slot machines?
Yeah.
They got slot machines for everything.
They should make a slot machine for this.
Oh, TCGTE slots. Yeah. I can't imagine what it would be. We'd just never.
Not our place to imagine. Just give us a licensing fee.
Tom, along that line, fewer millennials are going to casinos these days. How would you, as a borderline millennial, what would get you into a casino?
An elder millennial.
How do you design a better casino that isn't just depressing carpeting that's always being vacuumed, people dragging around oxygen tanks?
I still want the carpets vacuumed.
No, maybe, guess what? No carpets at all?
Well, Tim, I think you're going to the casino at 3 in the morning all the time when they're cleaning up.
That's true.
That's the problem here.
Look, the ideal casino for me is a cross between the Apple Store and Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
But with no kids. There's always so many kids in both. No, in the Apple Store.
Oh, okay.
And Chuck E. Cheese, I don't go. I haven't been in there since I was a child.
Yeah.
But Why are there so many kids in the Apple store just touching everything? Just get out of here, you idiots.
Because kids like all that stuff now. They're like, oh, who can I call on the phone?
Look, if I was running a casino.
Call my schoolhouse chums for free on Apple's dime.
Can you make calls from those phones?
Probably.
Why doesn't anybody call in like...
Because people don't need that anymore.
Death threats and assassination
Well, because then you'd be on camera at the Apple store. Because then they would come to investigate.
They have cameras there?
They'd be like, oh, that wasn't any of us, but what's the number? Oh, yeah, it's that phone right there. Here's the tapes.
Well, I thought Apple was all about privacy. Why are they going to give my information?
It's not your information if you go into their store and make death threats on their phone. Damn, they're well within their rights to...
I know they're within their rights, but I thought I trusted them.
Assist the authorities.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If I were running a casino, I would get rid of all the stuff that keeps creeps coming back. I know creeps...
They make a lot of money on creeps.
I know creeps are their bread and butter, but what if you get more casual guys like us in there... Like
spending less and not coming as often.
Yeah, but more of us. You make up for it in volume, baby.
Yeah, well, then that's just even more vacuuming.
Mm.
You're not thinking this through, Tim.
Do you see any carpets in the Apple store, Tom?
No.
No, it's true. Steve Jobs knew. It'll depress people if everybody's vacuuming in the Apple store.
You think that's what he went off about?
By an iPod video. No thanks, pal.
There's no vacuums or no carpets, probably because of static electricity.
Yeah, that too, right?
Damage all the products. Everybody be walking up to
well, that doesn't
MacBooks
damage
zapping
the,
them.
The dang video poker machines, Tom?
No, they're built. Those things are robust. Those things are hardy.
Oh,
a video poker machine.
Apple's products aren't built.
They're
well.
Not built like a video poker machine. Those things are like built to keep, you know, a meth head out.
Well, there's not money in those machines. They shoot out tickets. Ooh, I bet we can.
Yeah. And where the tickets come from, Tim? From inside the machine.
Yeah. So somebody's going to like get
Yeah. Take all the tickets. Write down whatever they want on it. $1 million. Here you go. Here's my ticket.
If I was going to pull some sort of fraudulent scheme,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it at a casino. Those pit bosses beat the shit out of you.
You know what I would like to see in casinos? God, I would really like to see this. Claw machines.
What?
Claw machines. Put some claw machines in
there. When you have the opportunity to win cold hard cash.
Put cash in the claw machine. Yeah, right?
Just bundles of cash.
Bundles of cash in there, you know? And yeah, you can put, you know, bundles of ones, bundles of fives, tens, hundreds, twenties, whatever. You know, you can figure out how hard or easy you want to make it. That's my biggest problem, is I don't like games of luck, but I love games of skill.
That's odd for a man with so few skills.
Who's so lucky. No, I put some claw machines in there. I always like the machine, the quarter pusher machines.
What? You like those?
Yeah, I love those.
You're
things.
The guy?
One time when I was a kid, I was on vacation with my family. And we like went through a rest stop. I think it might have been like the first time I saw one of those things.
How much can you win? 75 cents?
No, I won so much money. You know how I won it? By shaking the machine. Just having all the...
That's a rest stop. That's rest stop rules for you. Yeah. You think a pit boss is going to let you shake the machine?
Yeah, I think
so
I was
lockdown.
I was probably like 6 years old. I'd never seen one of these things before. I'm like, wow, look at that. Look at all those coins around the edge there. I wonder if I shake this machine, they'll fall off. And they did. I was like, holy cow. I got a whole bunch of money.
Congrats. For a 6 year old.
A lot of money for anybody.
If you like the show, you can do the things. Find out more at TCGTE.com.
You can follow us on... I'll save you.
That was seamless, Tom, the way that we...
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on those things at Your Pal Tim.
And you can support the show by supporting our sponsors, by supporting our Patreon at tcgte.com/pledge, where you can get bonus content, and by going to tcgte.com/Amazon for all of your normal Amazon shopping. Tim, I have an additional plug that I would like to plug.
I co-sign this upcoming plug.
Well, that makes me want to change it to something that you would never sign off on. This is a show that a friend of mine does, Simon Whistler, that is basically...
Whistler,
yeah, it's his last name. That basically is... I'll read the actual description, but it's basically the show that this show pretends to be.
Okay.
The Brain Food Show is the name of it. It's a podcast brought to you by the team behind the wildly popular Today I Found Out YouTube channel. The podcast does deep dives into historical curiosities. Everything from how famed Enlightenment thinker Voltaire made his fortune by helping to rig the lottery to that time Julius Caesar was captured by pirates and the hilarity that ensued. You can find The Brain Food Show wherever you get podcasts, like, I don't know, iTunes, try maybe.
Yeah, all the things.
But all the other places. And Today I Found Out on YouTube. Both great things. Very fun, interesting content.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's interesting as well. as you heard before the show, we have that London show coming up.
Yeah. Go check out those tickets at tcgte.com/live.
Yeah.
Do you have any games you would add to a casino? I would like... I really just want like a carnival, I think. I want that game where you have to climb up the ladder.
But I've seen you do that. You were so bad at that, Tom.
Yeah. But
you fell off on the first step.
But like I could make one of those in the park or something and practice. But like, I can't make a slot machine in the park. I've tried.
You can play poker with your friends.
I fill it full of acorns. I don't want to play poker with my friends. I want to play Dungeons and Dragons.
You know, I'm pretty good at poker, Tom. You wouldn't think it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty good.
You got a butter face. I meant poker face.
Calling me an ugly boy?
Yep. Hey, look at the... Hey, ugly boy.
Yes? Are you talking to me?
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.